All right, give y'all a hand, praise. Let us stand up. All right. All right, it's 10 o'clock. Let us go ahead and get right into it, and let's be prepared to hear a word on today. Dear Heavenly Father, we bless your holy name. We thank you that your presence had graced us so mightily yesterday, where so many people were filled with your spirit. So many people were delivered because of the blood. We just bless your holy name. We do lift you up. We ask that you be here on today, that many lives will continue to be changed, that many will receive the bread of life that they may take, Father, wherever they go to their prospective places, Father, they may grow and be a light unto those who are still yet in darkness, Father. Give us strength today. Strengthen our minds, our hearts. Strengthen our hands, Father, that we may be a firm tree planted by the rivers of water, that we shall not be moved. We bless your holy and mighty name in the mighty name of Jesus. Yahshua, let us all say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise Yah. Oh, y'all may be seated. All right. So what we're doing today, saints, we're going to be talking about the first fruits of Yah. Right. And so to put you in remembrance about the first fruits of Yah, let's touch something real quick. When we look at offering, all right, we want to bring our best. We don't want to bring our worst, and we want to bring in a good spirit, in a good heart, right? Because we know with Cain and Abel, Abel's offering was accepted because he gave the best, right? And Cain just gave according to what was in his heart, and so it was not accepted. So we're going to be looking at a few things today to deal with this. Happy and blessed Feast of First Fruits. Glad to be here with you again, family, on that. This day among many other feasts has great significance, all right? And a lot of times we don't look at first fruits like it has significance. It's like, okay, there's another feast. How you doing? Shalom. But it does. It has some indications in there that we're going to find out here a little later. All right, today is a good time to reflect on a few aspects of the Feast of First Fruits. All right, so let's go ahead and get into a reading right here in Vayikra or Leviticus 23:10-17. All right, let's go ahead, Deacon, and start at verse 10.
Speak to the people of Israel and say to them, when you enter the land that I am giving you and you reap its harvest, you shall bring the sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest to the priest. He shall raise the sheaf before the master, that you may find acceptance. And on the day after the Sabbath, the priest shall raise it.
Now stop. So did you hear that was a key word in there? Now, let's go back. You're to bring a what? A first fruit. All right? And you're bringing it so that it may be accepted. All right? So let me put this out there before we get going. So remember, because I'm taking you somewhere right now. The word says, if a man desires bread, will I give him stone? Right? So he was saying that, he said, seeing that you are wicked and know how to give good gifts to your children. Right? Then he said, if a man asks for the Holy Spirit, will I not give it? So I got to set this out there before we get going. So remember that. Don't get lost. All right? Because we're going to fly through it. So again, in order to receive that gift, we was talking about it yesterday. When you looked out and we saw people saying, look, they run up and say, I want to be filled, but then, hallelujah, hallelujah. Is that acceptable? That ain't a good gift. That ain't a good gift. I'm just telling you. Let's keep going. Let's go, Deacon.
On the day when you raise the sheaf, you shall offer a lamb a year old without blemish as a burnt offering to Yah.
Hallelujah. Come on.
And the grain offering with it shall be 2/10 of an ephah of choice flour mixed with oil, an offering by fire of pleasing odor to the master.
Hallelujah. Hold up, Deacon. See, what I noticed about Yah, he always had these components that he had included with these offerings. All right, and they served as a marker. So I want to put that out there. That's another thing to take note, right? Giving a good gift, right? Giving a good offering so you can receive the gift that it can be accepted. And the second thing is noticing. If you're going to pay attention to Yah, our heritage, right? Then you got to pay attention to everything that's included. I don't think nothing that's there that Yah has added is just there because all he thought, well, let me just add wine. I think that's good too. And here, there's 2/10 of it. No, it's all on purpose. Remember, Yah is on purpose, right? Or is it? Okay, well, let's keep reading. Come on.
And with it shall be an offering of wine, 1/4 of a hin. You shall eat no bread or parched grain or fresh ears until that very day, until you have brought the offering before Yahweh. It is a statute forever throughout your generations and all your settlements. And from the day after the Sabbath, from the day on which you bring the sheaf of the elevation offering, you shall count off 7 weeks. They shall be complete. You shall count until the day after the seventh Sabbath, 50 days. Then you shall present an offering of new grain to Yahweh.
Now stop. You shall present a what? An offering of what?
New grain.
New grain. Remember that. You shall present an offering of new grain. Okay? Now, before we move on, Deacon, there's a piece in there where, you know, if you are in camps or I don't know how people get into all of these arguments, but when you talk about the day after tomorrow, all right, after the Sabbath, when you is the day you're going to present the new grain, okay? Well, some people argue that first fruits should be at the end of unleavened bread, and then you count, all right? But I want you to make note of that, just not a huge note, but we're going to see something concerning when Christ rose later on, all right, so that we can just make sure we keep that account so now we don't be deceived by that type of doctrine either, all right? Okay, where was that, Deacon? Let's go.
You shall bring from your settlements 2 loaves of bread.
How many?
2 loaves.
How many?
2 loaves.
Bread, 2 loaves, new grain. I know y'all know where we're going. Is everybody looking like, bleep? It's about being filled. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst for righteousness. Because these are they that what? Shall be filled. Huh? Come on, man. Be ready. Be ready. Come on, Dick.
As an elevation offering, each made of 2/10 of an ephah, they shall be of choice flour.
What type of flour?
Choice.
Y'all know what choice is? Best. See that? Y'all tell, don't bring me nothing sloppy. Bring me that best on over here. Come on.
Baked with leaven as first fruits to Yah.
First fruits to who?
Yah.
Woo, come on. All right, so let's look at first fruits, all right? This is from the Hebrew 1061 here in the BDB, number 1A. The first of the crops and fruit that ripened was gathered and offered to Yah according to the ritual of Pentecost. Now, wait a minute. He says offered to what? The ritual of what? But we're talking about first fruits, though, right? So keep that in mind. The bread made of new grain offered at Pentecost. All right? Let's keep rolling. From what we found in the definition on first fruits, we will look closer at the word bread to see what we can search out pertaining to our heritage. All right, so I pulled this up because when you see this picture, what does it make you think about? It has Victoria's King on, has a crown, a sword. What come to mind? Huh? You know what come to mind to me? That Christ defeated. He reigned victorious. You thought you was going to kill him, but... what you were intending didn't happen. And so he reigned victorious because he presented himself to show forth what he had already been explaining. So now let's move on. So let's deal with the bread pathway that we need to look at. All right. Keep in mind that the best of your Reshith grain, meaning first, beginning, choice, the top, you know what I mean? Don't give Yah what's down at the bottom to shake, right? Give him what's on top, what comes, right? As soon as it comes, take his off top first. Do we be in that type of mindset? Do we? I know we don't. See, some of we think, I got to pay my bills first, and then I got to run and get me some shoes, and then I guess I'll send past the $5. You know what I mean? Right? I sent the offer, right? Was that the best? $5? All this stuff, all this food right there? Right? All right. So according to the scriptures, this should be brought in on the morrow after the Sabbath. So we're going to go back and let's look at 10 and 11 one more time here in chapter 23. All right. So we can touch it to make sure that when we get ready to transition in here that you didn't get lost. All right. Come on.
Speak to the children of Israel.
Now speak to who?
Children of Israel.
So this for us. Because this is why some of us don't, believe me, look, this is why some of us don't get filled with the Holy Spirit. I'm talking right now. I know it sounds like I'm talking in code, but I'm getting ready to bring you on to the other side. I'm going to cross you over to Jordan here in a second. All right? But stay with it. Come on.
And you shall say to them, when you come into the land which I give you, and shall reap its harvest.
When you shall reap, see, listen. Now, when you get to the land, remember, he's taking you to a land that's flowing with milk and honey. He was taking you to a place that already had crops and grains and things growing. All you had to do was go in it. Right? See, just like Adam, before he fell, not when you fell, now you got sweat from your brow. But first, it was all you had to do, just man it. Just don't eat. It look, it's already there. The garden was full. Eat from that. Eat from this. You see? So now he's telling Israel, when you get into the land that's already established, well, this is what I need you to do. Read it again, Josh.
Speak to the children of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And you shall say to them, when you come into the land which I give you, and shall reap its harvest, then you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest to the priest.
Now you hear? So you come into the land and you reap that harvest that Yah is giving. You got it? Make sure you bring that. See, because this is where you start to see hearts. Because see, some people are like, well, shoot. I'm going to keep this one, and I'm going to take this one to the priest. Don't we have that? Don't we have that in Israel? Yeah, we do. Come on.
And he shall wave the sheaf before Yahweh for your acceptance. On the morrow after the Sabbath, the priest waves it.
All right. So we heard that again. So now let's start digging in to bread here a little bit, because we're getting ready to open up some and shed some light. Let's go to John 6:35, and then we're going to look at 48 through 51 also. Let's go.
Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life.
Wait a minute. Wait. Huh? What did he say?
Bread of life.
Did you hear him? Did you hear him, brother? He said, I'm the bread of life. Come on, Deacon.
Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty.
You hear him? See, he's talking about life. Life. The word life in Hebrew means stomach. Think about that. If you didn't have provision, you would be famished. But if I give you bread, you gain life. Come on, Deacon.
I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness and they died.
Now stop, watch this. Manna means bread. But y'all ate bread and died. You see it? You ate bread and died. But go ahead.
This is the bread that comes down from heaven so that one may eat of it and not die.
You see that?
I am the living bread.
Go ahead, keep going.
That came down from the heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever.
Look, hold up. Hold up. So I can tell you right now. See, sometimes just believing and getting touched because you're eating of the bread, people get healed, right? Things go on in the spirit, right? But you gotta understand, this is what he's saying. He brought all of that with him. That's the living bread that he's bringing. But remember, what you give got to be accepted. See, what did you give? What did you bring in? See, so that you can receive that when it's time to get that. Did you see? I showed it to you in Torah. Where we at, D? Huh? Let's go.
And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh.
Ooh, what we just eat? Then said, take this and eat. Right? Did you eat it?
Yes, sir.
Was you worthy? Don't remember he was talking about being worthy. See? All this stuff connected. Hear me, brothers? Yes, sir. You gotta be able to stand on this so when your sons look you in the eyes like mine, when I get them up at 5 in the morning. You hear me? And you know, see, I'll be on my go in the morning, 5 in the morning. I'll be walking back and forth preaching right there in the room in the morning. Because I need you to get this. Come on, let's go on ahead to 23:17. Listen to this.
Bring from your dwellings for a wave offering 2 loaves of bread.
Again, he said bring 2 loaves. Okay, because I'm getting ready to show you. I'm just reminding you. Keep going, Josh.
Of 2/10 of an ephah of fine flour they are, baked with leaven, first fruits to Yahweh.
All right, y'all heard it? See, something is brewing, and see, because you ain't paying attention, see, the grain is all right for them to begin to prepare to bring in the wheat, all right? And so you got 2 times a year, essentially, where they plant wheat. The winter, they plant it between October and December, all right? And that normally takes 8 months. And if you count 8 months from October, that's around June. What news happened around there with us? That's Pentecost. Right here? I'm just saying, this ain't me. This y'all set all this up. All right, let's go. 1 Samuel 10:3-5.
Then you should go on from there further and come to the oak of Tabor. 3 men going up to Yah at Bethel will meet you there.
Stop. Now listen, this is the time where Saul was getting ready to be ordained. And so right now he's being receiving a prophetic word, all right? And when you look at the essence of Nebiah, or the seed that comes from within, comes from the inside. This is what's happening. The seed that's come from the inside is being delivered to Saul, right? And the seed that's come from the inside is getting ready to produce an action. See, when the living word of Yah comes forth to a man, it's supposed to produce fruit. Got this? So this is what's happening. We're looking at it right now. Come on.
One carrying three kids, another carrying three loaves of bread, and another carrying a skin of wine. They will greet you and give you two loaves of bread.
Whoa, 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 whoa. You gonna give them what?
Two loaves.
They're carrying wine. They got a kid, right? Well, watch this. Watch this. But it told you, we looked at the meaning, the bread was getting prepared for what? Pentecost, right? Come on.
Which you shall accept from him. After that, you shall come to Gibeath Elohim, at the place where the Philistine garrison is. There, as you come to town, you will meet a band of prophets coming down from the shrine with harp, tambourine, flute, and lyre playing in front of them. They will be in a prophetic frenzy.
You hear this? He said, you're going to be in a prophetic. Now, look, he didn't say they was going to prophesy to you. They said he was going to be in a prophetic frenzy. Y'all listening? Or are you listening?
Yes, sir.
But are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Were there five? All right. So then let us do this. Now, I got it on screen. I'm going to pull it up here on screen. All right, so y'all got, okay, y'all got it. Yep. So we're going to look at 1 Samuel 19, 18 through 24. The reason why I wanted to go to the JPS to knock, because in 1 Samuel, here in the NRSV, they had prophetic frenzy. Then you have when you get that letter that Pastor Dow put out about the Holy Spirit, and people say Pastor Dow is teaching Bacchus. But the book said it was a prophetic frenzy. You know what I mean? You hear? Right? So then let's look at the JPS tonight. All right, I know you all can't see it. It's up here, but let's go ahead and read.
Now David fled and escaped and came to Samuel to Ramah.
Now stop. He came to Samuel. See, all this is a lot of anointing in there. See, Samuel got called, didn't know he was getting called. Yah wanted one of the sons of Jesse. He went past all of them, and the one that was in the back, herding sheep, he said, that's the one I want. So don't forget that. This is anointing up here that's going on right now. You understand? Y'all hear me? That's what we be forgetting. All right? And see, what's going to happen is Saul got anointed, but you operate after an alternative spirit. This is why David was fleeing. That's why he fled. Okay? But let's keep paying attention, though. Come on.
And told him all that Saul had done to him. And he and Samuel went and dwelt in Aloth. And it was told Saul, saying, behold, David is at Naioth in Ramah, and Saul sent messengers to take Dawid. And when they saw the company of the prophets speaking in ecstasy.
Now, wait a minute. He saw them speaking what? Now, what is that? Because, see, look, usually when, Brother Greg, when y'all talk to one of the prophets, it's like he speak to Yes Yahoo. He said, speak thou unto the children of Israel and say. But ain't no and say right here. It's just speaking in ecstasy. This is, hey, Pastor, this is in This ain't the Tanakh. This ain't New Testament. Y'all hear me? Y'all feel that? The bread. The bread. The bread. The bread. Come on. Come on.
And Samuel, standing as head over them, the spirit of Yahweh came upon the messengers of Saul, and they also spoke in ecstasy.
Now stop, look, the spirit of Yahweh came upon, and they look, they ain't speaking saved. They, it came upon, and they spoke in ecstasy. You see? Y'all hear what I'm saying? You hear it? See, you hear it? Come on, look. It's right there. Elder. The spirit of Yahweh came, Elder Rufus. It came on, and all of a sudden, you started speaking. What is that? What is it? What is it? I'm trying to find out. People say, well, it ain't in the Old Testament. Right? Come on.
And when it was told Saul, he sent other messengers. And they also spoke.
What in the world? Wait a minute. Y'all, you see this? You keep sending people to go and apprehend David, but all of a sudden you fall speaking because of the spirit of Yahweh. In ecstasy, though. But what are they saying? Did anybody catch what they were saying in there? Right? Sounded like they were speaking to Yah, right? Because it said when you speak in tongues, you speak not unto men, but unto who? Yeah. Unto Yah. Come on. What are we talking about? What are we talking about? It's right there. It's right there, my brother. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, Josh. Come on.
And Saul sent messengers again the third time. And they also spoke in ecstasy.
All right. Listen. And you mean to tell me you can't have brothers sitting around in the upper room?
Yeah.
Right? And they come and fall on him? Right? And you mean to tell me they speaking stuff that people can understand other than what people want them to hear? Other than what y'all want them to hear? Because other people thought they were drunk, thought they were mad. Seeing that it was, right? Seeing that it was the middle of the day, thought they was mad. So you thought they were speaking Bacchus, but other people knew they was getting filled. You know what I mean? Right? Come on, Josh. 22.
Then went he also to Ramah and came to the great cistern that is in Succoth. And he asked and said, where are Samuel and David?
Now, this is Saul. He fired up. Do y'all hear me? Where is he at? You know how you have been fired up. Boy, where they at? Right? And so he on his go going after them. Come on. Watch this.
And one said, behold, they are at Naoth in Ramah. And he went thither to Naoth in Ramah. And the spirit of Elohim came upon him also. And he went on and spoke in ecstasy.
Right? See, that's what people don't understand. The whole key and all is the spirit of Yah came upon them. They wasn't speaking words for people to be dealing with people. Yah was putting on a demonstration. Just like he said, for them that didn't believe. Because obviously you kept sending them, so you didn't believe Yah was doing something. So you sending messengers that didn't give a message. Come on, man. What are we talking about? That's the Most High. That's the Most High. Woo! Ooh, hallelujah! 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 Come on! That's Yah! Let it deal with you today. Let Yah deal with you today. Don't deal with yourself. Let Yah deal with you. Come on. Come on, Yah.
And he also stripped off his clothes.
Yah, here it is.
And he also spoke in ecstasy before Samuel and lay down naked all that day and all that night. Wherefore they say, is Saul also among the prophets?
You see this? Look, all of this by the Spirit of Yah, and then he brought Saul before Samuel, where he lay naked. Speaking in exit, can't stop all day. Hallelujah. Jesus. Woo! Come on, man. We serve the best Elohim. It's our Yah. Hey, y'all listen to me. Listen, y'all, look, y'all better listen to me right now. I'm telling y'all, that's the presence you want to be in. Y'all hear me? You want to be in that type of presence where the Spirit just blow everything over that come. Even think about it's going to destroy. Because you saw it, everybody came, so don't let people trick you about speaking in the Spirit, praying in the Spirit, because this is what's happening right here. See, because people always want to come and talk, but see, Jesus told you that I am the bread. To prove it, he came back and then he told the disciples, said, look, I need y'all to just stay. Don't go out there, don't go running out there on that street corner up there with purple and gold on. Right? Stay here until. And life came. Right? And life came. You will feel, your stomachs will feel. Out of your belly shall flow what? All right, so the truth of the matter is that our king, who said that he himself is the bread, was offering us something as the sign of the first fruit. He was. And you got to make sure you pay attention to that. I just said it, but then I'm going to show it to you. All right? So let's look at this. Now, isn't it also amazing that the same one who said he is the bread was born in Beit Lechem, house of bread? That's where he was born. So let's tie in some pieces, all right, here before we get out of here. All right? We're going to tie in a few pieces, all right? We got 2 slides left after this. Hopefully they don't go 30 minutes. You know what I mean? Hallelujah. So let's look at 1 Corinthians 15. 21 through 26.
For since death came through a human being, the resurrection of the dead has also come through a human being. For as all die in Adam, so all will be made alive in Christ. But each in his own order, Christ the first fruits. Then at his coming, those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he hands over the kingdom of Yah to the Father after he has destroyed.
Wait a minute. Are we listening? Because you're not going to get it if you're not hearing. So you got to understand what is being laid on your lap so that you don't error in this. All right? Let's go.
When he hands over the kingdom of Yah, the Father, after he has destroyed every ruler and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death.
You hear that? So let's listen. So with this letting you know that he was the first fruits, and understanding that in the Torah that you brought your gift to be accepted, all right, because it was going to be used for the bread that was to be offered at Pentecost. Right, we seeing it? So then what happened was he came to put death away for once and for all, right? So that means that this first fruit was a sign that resurrection was going to cause sons to rise as first fruit. Right? Y'all listen? Let's go on over here to John chapter 20 here real quick, Deacon. And we're going to read verse 1 all the way to verse 18.
And on day one of the week.
Wait a minute. On day one. What day is this? What's the day? Today, first day, ain't it? What's today?
First day.
First day. And we're celebrating what? Come on.
Miriam from Magdala came early to the tomb while it was still dark and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and came to Shimon Kephas and to the other top one whom Yahshua loved and said to them, "They have taken the master out of the tomb, and we do not know where they laid him." Then Kepha and the other top one went out, and they were going to the tomb. And the two were running together, but the other top one outran Kepha and came to the tomb first. And stooping down, he saw the linen wrappings lying, but he did not go in. Then Simon Kepha said, following him, and went into the tomb, and he saw the linens wrapping lying, and the cloth which had been on his head not lying with the linen wrappings, but folded up in a place by itself. So then, the other top one who came to the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed, for they did not yet know the scripture that has to rise again from the dead. Therefore, the top ones went away again by themselves. But Miriam was standing outside by the tomb weeping. Then as she wept, she stooped down to the tomb and saw two messengers in white sitting, one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Yahshua had been laid. And they said to her, "Woman, why do you weep?" She said to them, "Because they took away my master, and I do not know where they laid him."
Now stop. Those are messengers. And they said to her, right? They spoke. But then we saw when other messengers or Saul was getting prophesied to, he told him that some prophets, a band of prophets, is going to come down and they're going to give you two loaves. And so we saw all of this action take place during that time. We saw that what happened. They went in a prophetic frenzy. Those messengers went in a prophetic frenzy around this time. You hear what I'm saying? And so now this messenger here that's not in a prophetic frenzy is speaking to Miriam or Mary, and they are communicating so that they can deliver precisely what it is that Yah needs her to know. She's looking. See, you got to think all of this is tied in. See, why would you run to the tomb? That means you desire the Messiah. You run. I got to be there. You see, this is where the visitation come in at. Every time we're in alignment, we're following wholeheartedly what Yah want, man, guess what? The Spirit shows up. And it works what's pertaining to him. So here it is. She's searching for Jesus. And look. There's a work, an act, that that's going on. All right? Come on.
And having said this, she turned around and saw Yahshua standing. But she did not know that it was Yahshua. Yahshua said to her, "Woman, why do you weep? Whom do you seek?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said to him, "Master, if you had carried him away, say to me where you put him, and I shall take him away." Yahshua said to her, "Miriam." She turned and said to him, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Yahshua said to her, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, and to my Elohim and your Elohim.'" Miriam from Magdala came, announcing to the top ones that she had seen the Master and that he had told her this.
Y'all hear this? So she saw the bread, right? And she wanted to go tell what she saw. But our whole point here, as we get ready to close out here, is looking at, here it is. This is the first day of the week. They just had Passover, unleavened bread, right? And so the one that says that I'm the bread that brings life came to show that not only am I going to give you life, not only that I promised you that I was going to give you life, but I'm showing you, because I myself have come back to prove to you those things that I taught, that I do give life. Right? You making sense? Right? See, as we close out, man, this is what we need to do. Let us go ahead and get ready to stand up. Let us get ready to stand up. Because this is what I want you to take away from this message. The promise can be no more firm or firmer than it already is. Do y'all understand? What Yah has promised us through giving his only begotten and allowing these things to connect. You heard straight truth today. What has hindered you? What has presented to you a lie where you no longer want to believe the truth? You understand what I'm saying? See, I'm just asking the Most High today, just as we depart out of this place, as we depart from this feast, as we depart from being together in fellowship and being in accord, I'm asking that we all begin to reassert ourselves, that we really grab a hold of the bread that we need to grab a hold on, so we can look and evaluate how often we've been tricked by the evil one into believing wholeheartedly and running like we should. See, Pastor said it yesterday. He said if everybody in here was believing the same way and running the same way, boy, we have some great signs and miracles in here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Right? Brothers, as we getting ready to pray, I'm going to close this out, but I want you to lay up them weak places. Lay up the weak places that you hadn't really ran in yet. I don't know what you've been waiting on, but let this, the Father preached truth to you today. He done showed you that it can't tie in no more for you. It is what it is. These things that we be dealing with, these healings that we have not received yet, where are you at? Where have you lacked faith? Where have you denied the Father? Oh, Jesus. Woo, Jesus. Where have you not raised your hand and glorified like you should? Let us lift our hands to Yah. Dear Heavenly Father, Jesus, oh, we need you right now, Father. We need your hand to touch us, Father, to lead us, to remove every stain from our garment, to unbind us today. Unbind us, Father, to these unwanted spirits, these things that are tormenting our minds, Father, these things that are causing us to doubt. Today, Yahweh, Father, we declare victory. We declare victory by your blood, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we will eat the bread, Father. In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Father. Let it be that in this day, Father, that there will be not another time, Father, we will go without giving you the honor that you deserve. Father, let us not no longer be slack concerning your word. Father, let us put you first. Let us desire your kingdom. Father, I just pray and ask you to bless all my brothers today. Bless them, Father, to become the men that we're being taught to be. Let us become true servants of Yahshua. Let us be the strength in the eyes of our families. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to pour out, Father, a great strength upon our sisters, Father, that they begin to be those whom you call, Father, as you have already known that you wanted to restore your daughters unto yourself. So we pray, Father, that all these things come to pass. This day, Father, we lift you up. Let us lift up a holy praise. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you, Yahweh. We praise you, Yahweh. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless thy name. Bless thy name, Yahweh. Thank you, Father, for all you've done for us. Let us remember you this day, your first fruit. We praise you. We bless you, Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we lose healing over this place right now. We lose healing, Yahweh. We lose healing, Yahweh. We lose freedom right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. Praise Yahweh. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! I get overjoyed. I see y'all do it all the time. Not some of the time, do it all the time. And I know, I'm telling y'all, brothers and sisters, I know it's so many of us. When I hear pastors say, I know a lot of us are missing it. Because you ain't going all the way. All you gotta do is let it all go. Let it all go. Everything. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I know what y'all do. Saints, we got to make sure. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Saints, I'm telling you. You got to make sure. Because being sealed until the day of redemption. See, you got to make sure you abide in the shadow of the Almighty. That means you got to come out from in the forefront. Because when you dwell in that, then you start to see, just like somebody then got touched today, I guarantee you. Somebody got touched. Simply by our agreement and our being in the presence of the Most High, y'all always work on our behalf. And I don't want y'all to forget that. Remember this first fruit. Remember that you are striving to become those raised as first fruit. So let every time we come into these feasts, let your remembrance be as it should, that you remember everything that Yah is doing, all his intricate details, everything that he want to work in your life so that you be without excuse. Because that's what we got to be. We got to be without excuse. We got to quit making excuses on why we can't get up in the morning and praise Yah. Why we can't teach our sons and daughters about Yah. Why we can't pray before we lay down. Oh, Jesus. Gonna get out of here, man. Jesus. It was so good seeing y'all. That's why I'm standing here looking at my family. Praise y'all. Y'all remember, keep y'all first. I'm going to let Pastor, I don't know if he got anything he want to bring, but I'm going to let Pastor go ahead and close us out.
All right, hallelujah.
Bless y'all.
Beautiful message, wasn't it?
Bless you,
huh? You said that they was, I was prophesying or speaking in Bacchus?
Not what, yeah, people said, said what you teaching is Bacchus.
What I'm teaching is Bacchus.
Yeah.
Now, y'all know what's going on, right? See, anytime you ascribe the work of the Ruach to the devil or demons and stuff, you know what you're doing, right? You're cutting yourself off from eternal life. So a lot of people, they get charged up with some kind of spirit. You know what I mean? Where they get bitter or whatever it is. And then when they can no longer find any type of fault with you, you understand what I mean? So they start shooting at the works of the spirit because they can't produce it themselves. You follow me? Because Pastor Corey just got finished showing you that basically they were speaking in tongues. Way over in the old covenant. Man, anyway, don't pay attention to them folks. These folks, something else, speaking in back, because I never heard that one before. I had a laugh, man. I was like, well, hallelujah. Okay. Sister Allison, you here? Okay. You come on up here after this. I need for y'all to kind of promptly move out. You know what I mean? Don't trip over each other because we've got a few meetings we've got to have. The heads of the communities, fellowship, if you're interested, we won't call it maybe kind of stick around here, maybe it should be no more than maybe 11:45, we'll be in here doing the foundation class. We got a few things we got to do. We want to talk with Allison first, and then we want to speak with Ajali, all right? I told y'all, y'all going to see a lot of changes coming forth. A lot of changes. Hands ain't forced, but y'all's good, isn't it? Hallelujah, wonderful message. Wonderful message. You already prayed and closed it up, though, didn't you? You didn't? All right. Well, you go ahead and pray and close it up.
Yeah, I did.
I thought you did. All right. All right, saints. Hey, for those of you going to still be here, unleavened bread, you know, the monitor down there is still going to outline all the festivities. We're not going to be able to do the baptism. I'm sure y'all saw that river down there, right? That was a river. And another thing, when y'all come in for the feast, you can almost, I thought we had it conquered. I literally did, because it did not rain one drop at Tabernacles, did it? It did? It didn't rain at all. First day and the last day. It was dry the whole 9 yards. So, hey, when you come here, y'all make sure that y'all prepare y'all tents and everything. I noticed that there's a lot less people at the bottom than everybody's at the top now. Somebody said, why don't we use that pond? I said, uh-uh. We haven't had it long enough to know exactly the condition of that pond, if you understand what I mean. And so we got a few things we need to do in that pond before it will be safe for baptism, if you understand what I mean, to make it a contingency plan. I mean, one of the other contingency plans is get a swimming pool. Then everybody going to go swimming. Hallelujah. You know, it's a blessing to see each and every last one of you, especially the same faces again year after year after year. And then it's a blessing to see y'all. It really is. It's a joy. And then the newer people that are coming in, like Pastor said, man, y'all get a zeal about yourself. Stay on fire so that your fire don't go out. It ain't hard to stay on fire. Just stay connected to him. Hallelujah. I was reading on the video this morning. Somebody said, they ain't singing praises to y'all. They drunk. Well, let me all y'all out there, let me tell y'all something. We were merry. Mm-hmm. And y'all just mad that y'all doctrine won't allow y'all to be merry. And just for that, we'll put up some more videos of us being merry. I mean, the scriptures say, in reference to a man, what life is it without wine and women? Y'all are unbelievable. They ain't got nothing else better to do. I mean, that's 7 billion people in the world. You gotta come over here and try to mess up our parade over here, our little raining on our little praise service and everything else. And you know it was a woman too. Just bitter, probably alone with a dog. Only companion in the world. Ain't a dog or a cat. It's just sad, isn't it? But man, it's a joy. Y'all stay encouraged, okay? Y'all stay encouraged, all right? We're going to be here for Unleavened Bread. So, you know, we're going to have a service at the end of Unleavened Bread. It's not required, but we're more than likely we're probably going to do it, or we just tie it into Shabbat. It's going to end on Shabbat anyway. So if you are traveling, you know, safe journey, safe travels. But, hey, put your tents up sometime at home and check them things out. You know what I mean? Check them out. If you know it's going to rain, put them up so you can make sure that you are trained up. Because don't come complain to us you're wet, because I'm just going to look at you. That's all. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. So y'all be encouraged, okay? We got to get these meetings going here, okay? All right. Shabbat shalom. Oh, hey.